when I'm down or depressed. At 31, my body is in the best shape of my life. Yoga twice a week, strength training with light weights 3 times a week, a Zumba class, Pilates. Every morning I have my run with Lady to start my day. I look back at the large living room with a tall brick fireplace that reaches the ceiling, the marble floors, and the long dining table that Ryan and I used to entertain people at. This home is too large for one woman and her dog. Someday I'll be ready to move on in life, but not yet. Not until I get my revenge. Tomorrow, everything will change. I smile, thinking of what will happen soon. The small town of Muskoka Lake is going to be getting a lot of attention soon. I will be getting a lot of attention soon. Lady barks, getting more impatient. I bend down and pat her head. Sorry, girl, I say. Got distracted. I grab the leash from the closet and quickly put it on her. I make a kissing sound towards the vase as I open the front door. The sunshine blasts in my face as I do. It's nearly 10 in the morning, practically afternoon now. When you're single, unemployed, and wealthy, waking up early isn't exactly required. Ryan was the early bird. He was up, changed into his suit, and out the door before I'd set foot out of bed. I notice a white Escalade drive by, and the driver gawks at me. It's Dean Hemsbring, a neighbor a few blocks down. He's married with a young daughter, but that doesn't stop him from staring at me like I'm a piece of bacon waiting to be devoured. I wave and smile. He sheepishly waves back and quickly turns his head. I'm used to this type of attention, which I receive more now that Ryan is no longer here. I wonder what Evelyn Hemsbring, his wife, who I sometimes have brunch with, would think of her husband's gaze. I'm aware that I'm pretty, beautiful even. Attention from men and sometimes women comes naturally to me without much effort. I've grown accustomed to it. Dean is harmless, a man with an imagination who'd need a reminder to not stare at the sun. He's probably more concerned I'll say something to Evelyn. I won't, of course. I close my front door. It's not locked. It never is. Crime is not a problem in Muskoka Lake. Everyone knows everybody. Some better than others. I feel I know every juicy piece of gossip this town has to offer, which isn't much. Lady walks beside me as we head down the block. I stare at the empty home beside mine. There are only 3 homes on our block. Each home is larger than the next, with massive front yards landscaped beautifully. A white picket fence stretches across the property of the former home of Mr. and Mrs. Miller. The senior couple moved out of Muskoka Lake to southern Ontario to be closer to their grandchildren. They were great neighbors who were always friendly to Ryan and me. I was sad to see them leave, until I found out who was to move in. I break into a jog, Lady keeping pace with me. I stare at the for sale sign in front of the home, which now has a red sticker slapped across it. Sold. The idea of new neighbors can cause many to become anxious. Who will they be? Will they be nice? Young children who will scream their heads off all day. Uncontrolled dogs who bark into the night. Not me. I can't wait for them to move in. I know exactly who they are. That's one of the benefits of being in a small town. Everyone knows everything. The realtor, Shannon, is a friend of mine. When she sold the home, she was excited to tell me who my new neighbors would be, because one of them was someone I knew very well. Nora Cameron. Now that she's apparently married, she goes by Nora Bowman. My realtor friend had the assumption, like many, that Nora and I were the best of friends. That was never the case. I stop running entirely as I get close to the driveway. Soon Nora and her husband will move in. It will be a happy day for them. Moving is always so busy, but exciting. It's the start of a new beginning. I was happy when Ryan and I moved into our home. This is the best neighborhood in town and the wealthiest. Muskoka Lake social elite live here. Nora, like Ryan and I, must have done well for herself since leaving town. I breathe out. It was more like she ran away from here after what happened. I grab the gold pendant necklace from my pocket and open